If you view the evidence in light most favorable to the prosecution, and there are elements that are not proven or not been established beyond a reasonable doubt, then it is the court's obligation to enter a judgment of acquittal.
In reviewing all of the evidence, considering the tests that have been laid down by the Florida Supreme Court, the defense's motion for judgment of acquittal as the counts 1 through 7 are hereby denied. These are strictly questions for the jury to decide. The court specifically finds that the state has presented substantial, competent evidence for this jury, who is the trier of fact in this particular case, to decide this particular issue.
We're here today to announce the filing in federal court of a lawsuit that challenges the constitutionality of the war against Libya. Our lawsuit calls for injunctive and declaratory relief to protect our nation from policies where any president decides to go to war unilaterally without a declaration of war from Congress, as is required by the Constitution of the United States. There is just no question about it. The Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 8, makes it abundantly clear that no president can go to war unilaterally without the permission of the Congress.
He asked me to lie about our communication. I put out a three-sentence communication that he told me to say. My statement to the press said, quote, "I haven't met Representative Weiner. I follow him on Twitter because I support him and what he stands for. I have been hounded by his political opponents, but that has not changed my view of him and what he fights for. I think that Anthony Weiner should resign because he lied to the public and to the press for more than a week. It might have never turned into this if he had told the truth, but he kept lying. If he lied about this, I can't have much faith in him about anything else.